Harper and Harper Audio present Ashfall Prophecy by Pittacus Lore, performed by Andrew Iden.
One. They left you behind. Hours must have passed before you could fight your way back to consciousness. The simple act of raising your eyelids felt like a monumental task. You faced less resistance punching through brick walls. It took longer still for sensation to return to your limbs. You're stuck there on the cold floor of the temple, staring up at the vaulted ceiling. You're trapped in your body, like it's a coffin, and this place is your tomb. You wanted to scream and thrash, but you couldn't move, just your mind bouncing off the padded walls inside your skull. Sid put something in your hair. That's all. It will wear off. You could already feel it wearing off. He took advantage of your denizen half, your weaker half. It was stupid of you to think he could be your friend. Just because he was like you, a hybrid, he moved under a dark cloud just like you have your entire life, and so you foolishly thought that you were the same. You didn't think he'd poison you and leave you behind. Staring up at the ceiling because you can't turn your head yet, you remembered how the Osho curled down from the shadows above, the vision that followed, the memories, the experience, the warning had been seared into your brain. The beautiful and cruel titans who once ruled over countless galaxies, now trapped by the upstart denizens on a prison planet called Earth. Earth, what a moronic name for a planet. Why not just call the place Dirt? Eventually you stood up. Your arms and legs felt like mushy noodles, but that didn't last long. Your strength was coming back. Your weaker half, making way for your stronger half. A dark bruise throbbed on your elbow. That was from pounding down on Sid's back, trying to shatter his stupid ribs, everyone yelling at you and flipping out. Maybe things got a little out of hand. Maybe you were the one who overreacted. You couldn't think about that now. You had to get out of this horrible place. The old man's dead body stopped you short. Vanceval. He was one of the only nice instructors back at the Institute. A bit of a coot with his big swoop of hair. Harmless. And yet, it was partially his insatiable curiosity that got you into this mess. He got to learn the secrets of the universe while bleeding out from a sniper's bullet. At some point between betraying the Eastwood crew and coming here to die, Vanceval had bound his hands in obsidian, probably because of what he did to Sid. Everything always came back to Sid. Denizens bound their limbs when they'd done something shameful, only removing the metal reminder once they had made up for their misdeed. It all traced back to the great shame. A long-forgotten incident that had scarred the denizens forever. Well, not so forgotten anymore. You knelt down next to Vanceval and took his hands. You weren't sure why you were wasting time on this, but some part of you, the weaker part, some part of you wouldn't let you leave him like this. You felt around the metal gloves until you found the hidden clasp at the inside of the wrist. Then you recited the incantation that your denizen mother taught you when your grandfather died. I release you from this shame, brother, so you may float upon the ocean, you whispered in denizen. Let it hold you down no longer. Flicking the clasp triggered a chemical reaction in the metal bonds. With a hiss, the gloves dissolved into Vanceval's hands, darkening his grayish
Sample complete. Ready to continue?